cock and bull kid there with Hold On To Your Misery. It's all changed since the days of Marmalade and various other factors, really. Clearly, you want to release it. You want to let it go unless you have some sort of fondness for misery. You need to sort of sort these things out. Accordingly, you need to possibly seek compensation. You possibly need to look out for injury factors. You certainly need to speak to Charles Ather. Charles, are you indeed there?
I am indeed, Alex.
Did you see the way I seamlessly sort of eluded that in there? Not in a kind of sponsorship routine, but it just brought into full force. And again, I acknowledge for the Siren FM listener, of course, with our sister service, Southside Broadcasting, that Charles actually holds a world record, in fact, now, because he's the sole person who, when I did a location report at the Charles Ather offices, and the batteries went, and he provided me with a couple of batteries.
Ooh.
That's great. Kept me going no end. Just fantastic stuff.
All the service, Alex.
All there. Charles, we've covered the JP Morgan Round the World Asset Race. We kept the thing going because it's important to point out that you're not just any sort of ordinary solicitor. You've had a background in marketing, a background in yachting, race structure, etc. You've covered quite a lot in the sort of existence on the planet.
Yes, I wouldn't say I've got a background in yachting. I once sailed a leg of a round the world yacht race.
Well, that's more than I've done, and I don't know, John, have you ever sailed a leg of the round the world to rock?
No.
I can't even pronounce it, let alone sail it. Quite clearly, case there. But one campaign that certainly I wanted to talk about today and just spend a few minutes sharing with us is this whole notion of bundling and compensation matters and issues related to that. I mean, John, your own view, I mean, as the head of the American Studies program here and obviously as academic, when you hear sort of things that relate to insurance companies, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think, oh, that's good, or are you sort of frightened? Do you think they've got our best interests at heart?
No. I think they're a business. I think you can argue what can I say? You've just shut me up, Alex. I have insurance. I'm not actually convinced I should have insurance, but I do it because you're seeking security in some way. Now, an informed opinion, I'm not the man to talk to. I'm sorry.
Well, Charles, what's the official line? That I know you've been very keen, we've spent the last 18 months really talking about this campaign you've been developing, because a lot of folk, I think, are probably exactly in John's position, and we work through this and we think, okay, fine, we kind of sense we need to have insurance. Obviously, it's a legal requirement in terms of car insurance and various other factors, so that's an essential. But maybe, just maybe, there's a better way. So, Charles, share with us, what is that better way, and what are we concerned about with respect to, or what should we be concerned about?
I'm really only talking about road traffic insurance. I mean, insurance is vital for a number of things, and I certainly wouldn't discourage anybody from taking out insurance per se, but my own experience in road traffic insurance, and as a solicitor dealing with road traffic claims all the time, is that what is happening is that the ordinary motorist is really just being treated by his insurance company these days as a commodity. They know that he has to take out insurance, so to some extent they've got a captive market. And what they are doing, particularly in respect of road traffic accidents, once you've had an accident, they have developed a practice of, we call it third-party capture. And what they do is that they basically capture your details and then they sell your claim to one of their own panel solicitors. So what they do is that if you have an accident and you're injured, rather than leave you to go and instruct your own local solicitor who you may know and trust, they will try desperately to persuade you to go with their insurers. The purpose of that is twofold. One of it is so that they can actually sell your claim. They'll make about £800, which is probably more than most people pay in premiums, in actually selling your claim on to one of their own solicitors. And the most sinister thing about it, I think, is that they then have the opportunity almost to control both ends of it, because what they will do is they will, obviously they're the insurers that's going to be paying out, but if they can sell you to one of their own insurers, there is a school of thought that says they can then influence how much that payout is going to be, and so they try and attempt to control both ends. Now, most average road traffic most of their clients who've had a road traffic accident won't even know that's happening, and that's the sinister thing. They don't even tell you what's going on, and I think that's wrong. I think it creates a a serious conflict of interest, and the only person that suffers is the guy that's had the injury.
John, any thoughts, comments?
Most informative.
Yeah, you see, that's consumer advice. Yeah. You know, just rolled out.
You see, most people just don't know it's happening. And when they know that, most people, when you explain to them that they're being, as we call it, captured and sold, they get quite cross about it because, well, people don't like that. It's almost as if they're being taken advantage of. And unless there is a very transparent full disclosure, which there frankly isn't, it all goes on without them even knowing. Mm.
And the other thing which quite just amazed me really is just how few general insurance and insurers there actually are. If you actually look at the various companies on the fronts and so on and so forth.
That's another thing. If you pick up Yellow Pages, you'll think there are potential 30 or 40 road traffic insurance companies that will insure you to drive your car. In fact, there are only about four or five. There are dozens and dozens of brands, but that's all they are. In fact, they're all the same insurer.
Yeah.
Thanks, enough. John, any other questions you want to put to Charles? Life, the universe, anything else, boating?
No. Actually, I'm interested in road traffic insurance, from what I've been told. So how do you market it as a competitive thing, then?
Well, we just market ourselves as being an independent firm of solicitors who can act for you locally. We don't want to be sort of national firm. We're just local up here in the northeast, and we like to see people face-to-face.
Yeah.
And we market ourselves on the basis that you can come and see us face-to-face, and you'll get straightforward, honest, independent advice, which is the important thing. It's a bit like selling financial services. You know, what's the point of going to see someone who's employed by, the Royal Sun Alliance? You can only sell your Royal Sun Alliance products.
Yeah, exactly.
And you need, it's very important that you get independent, proper advice from a solicitor who only acts for you and doesn't act for anybody else, and who isn't afraid to bite the hand that feeds it, or doesn't have to bite the hand that feeds it.
Yeah, interesting.
So that's the problem.
I think this kind of personal relationship is really important. I think it's about trust and about knowing who you're dealing with.
Well, I think it's vital for sort of legal services and that sort of thing. And that's the sort of thing that, unfortunately, over the past sort of 10 years has just been eroded constantly as everything has become focused on cost and profit and the bottom line.
Oh, yes.
And the notion of service and of sort of, in some way, sort of integrity and giving honest, straightforward advice is just become a little bit sidelined, I think, in the last 10 years. That's my experience.
No, I agree. As a consumer, I agree. I want somebody that I get to know them and I trust them and I shake hands, I don't want to talk through the digital world.
Well, if you are captured and sold, you will be sold to a panel solicitor who will be out of your area.
Mm-hmm.
People say they never get to see him, which they don't. They never get to speak to the same person twice.
Yeah.
And they're virtually dealt with, it's like ringing a call centre.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you never get to see the same person twice. You don't even get advice from proper qualified solicitors, because if they've paid £800 to buy your case, there's no margin in it for them to do the job properly with qualified solicitors.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting.
You get dealt with people who call themselves file handlers.
We're all one of those.
Well, if you come and see us, you get dealt with by a solicitor, not a file handler.
You come and see me, you get dealt with by an academic.
And again, the whole range of things we talk about in terms of similar activities that occasionally occur in terms of academia as well. Charles, it's been fantastic getting a little flavour, as always, of the thing. But I've often sort of thought in many ways you have the Aon-sponsored FA Cup, you have the Ather-sponsored Southside Broadcasting for Siren FM, etc., and quite rightly so too. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us?
I always have an interesting telephonic chat with you.
So can we look forward to featuring you again in the very near future, probably one of our studios, north or south, or certainly telephonically at least?
Yeah, absolutely can.
Charles Ather from, of course, Ather & Co. And, of course, Ather's, athas.co.uk. You can play the podcast back as many times as you wish. You can have non-stop Charles Ather if you wish. You know, the material's actually up there. Sort the thing through. Coming up, Tallulah Randall.